Tonight, I only met with a couple scouts yesterday, but I got my the meetings with a big group start tonight. You know, at the Senior Bowl, I met with all but about six or seven teams. You know, it was a great feeling just to be able to come back from the injury and everything. It was one of those ones that you didn't know if I'd be out for the whole season or not. And I was able to come back and finish strong with, you know, a touchdown in the Outback Bowl, and then I was able to score in the Senior Bowl. I had a great week of practice. And, you know, it's everything's been uphill since the injury. Yeah, definitely. You know, I kind of haven't had an injury-plagued career, and that's a big question with me is my durability. And, you know, today we had all the medical testing, and everything went fine for me. So I think that question's kind of being erased right now. But, you know, all this is, you know, maybe a little bit more important for me, just missing 9 games out of my senior season. So I think this there might be a little bit more emphasis. They might be watching me a little bit more closely.
How much does size, you feel like, helped you in terms of being able to contribute right away, especially being a big
arm? You know, that's huge for me. I think that's what makes me a little bit unique, is being 270 and still being able to run fast. And so I think that's huge.
How did you end up on the football field and not going D1 basketball?
You know, that's a good question. Growing up, I always thought I'd play basketball, and I got to high school and started playing football, and just I loved it. And, basketball, I still enjoy basketball. I still play intramural, which we were the champions last year at Tennessee. But you know, I liked football better. You know, I think if I wanted to, if I chose to play basketball, I think I would succeed in that. But I chose football, so I just enjoyed it more. He hadn't asked me directly, but I've had a few people that over the years try to get me to. But it's, you know, it's tough to play two sports in college. Right, I think my strength is probably my receiving game, and ever since I've been in college, that was the first thing I had to do was put on weight and get bigger to be able to block. And I think I think I'm an adequate blocker, but I think I can definitely improve, and that's probably my weak area.
Would you like to come in and contribute right away, or do you want to come in and go to get a system where you can learn and kind of take your time?
I want to come in and contribute right away. You know, like I said, I had this injury my senior season. I didn't exactly have the year that I plan on having. I wasn't as big a part of the offense just because I didn't get to practice. So I'm kind of hungry to get out there and do something. 6'7", 270.
What advice is
Jason? I've talked to him quite a bit, and I've watched a lot of his film. And he comes back to Tennessee every once in a while. You know, I talked to him about the combine. Let me know everything to expect. And you know, I've worked with him a little bit, just going over routes and footwork and everything. And, you know, it just helped me with little basics. Yeah. I mean, he's been a great guy. He's running the whole thing. And that's one of the reasons I went there. I've known him for a while, and he's a great guy. So, you know, he told me they had everything I needed, and they have. So he's done a great job for me. And, you know, that would be great for me. I hope he likes me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that connection there.
You mentioned earlier having to answer all the medical questions and all that. Is it an overwhelming process here where you're going through every team, a lot of teams asking the same questions, going through all the same medical tests? Is that, what do you think of this process?
Right. You know, not many people get this opportunity. So it's great to be here, but it is, you know, it's very repetitive. But, you know, it's a great opportunity, so I'd rather be here than not, and it's a little bit hard for me, but, you know, you got to do it.
How hard is it for a 6'7 tight end to stay healthy in such a big target, such a long body, they can hit you in so many different places? It's got to be a challenge to stay healthy at your size because of your dimensions.
Right. I don't really think – I don't think any of my injuries have been, like, because I was big, not really a hit on my body. You know, I kind of just look at it as being unlucky so far at the next level. But, you know, I don't think my size is really necessarily the reason that I've had these injuries.
Is it a challenge for you to stay low?
It is a little bit, especially starting out like my freshman year in college. That's something I had to work on. But, you know, I've gotten to the point where I stay pretty low. I'm used to it, so it's not that big of a deal to me anymore. Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about that. I didn't get a chance to talk. They're one of the teams I didn't talk to at the Senior Bowl. I'm sure I'll get to catch up with them here at the Combine, though.
One more, guys. Do you have any connections? questions, player or coach-wise, or otherwise, Patriots and
Yeah, I've talked to them at Senior Bowl. I've talked to a couple people there. So, you know, that's just through the Senior Bowl, and I'm sure I'll talk to them here.